On January 22nd, a day reaching temperatures nearing 30 below zero, Peterborough's two homelessness portfolio co-chairs, Councillors Alex Burke and Keith Riel, issued a public statement calling for Peterborough's mayor to exercise strong mayor powers in order to open more shelter spaces and to declare a homelessness emergency. CFFF reached out to both Riel and Burke to better understand the statement.
Well, certainly Councillor Burke and I, that are chairs of Housing and Homelessness, are a little frustrated with trying to get another emergency shelter opened. We have known probably since August or September that there was probably going to be another encampment or several encampments. And with the inclement weather, we wanted the city staff to prepare for the inevitable, which is the weather-related weather we're having. And certainly it's been a slow process. So this kind of week with a meeting, we have bi-weekly meetings with Housing and Homeless staff. So, you know, they're trying to get the contract signed for a provider and all this other stuff. And I says, well, the weather is 20 to 30 below. I mean, we needed this to happen. We've been telling you for months that we needed this to happen. And here we are at the 12th hour and still don't have a place for these people to go. So it's out of frustration.
And at the end of the day, it really just comes down to a lack of political support for the ideas, like a lack of unity at council for the ideas that staff and Keith and I have, and a lack of funding to be able to do to have a meaningful response.
And certainly I think it's in the purview of the mayor to use strong mayor powers that he could declare an emergency and said that we actually have people that are in peril of perhaps, I hate to say it, but maybe losing their life because of the inclement weather. Mm-hmm. And we need to put all hands on deck to get something done to house these people.
Burke and Riel hoped that their statement would prompt Mayor Jeff Leal to immediately open a temporary shelter to house the 50 to 70 people currently living outside, but Riel made it clear that this would be a temporary action to save lives, and that the real problem is a lack of affordable housing in Peterborough.
Right now, what we need actually is stable housing. So we need both senior levels of government to partner with us to build permanent housing. That's what is needed. If we had that, then we wouldn't be talking about this or the need for shelters and all the rest of this stuff, but we don't have it. So the best option we have is to try and the people that are right now, they're living in tents, in inclement weather, maybe not even in tents, just in an alleyway somewhere, covered up, to try and get augment to give them offer them a place to stay for the night. Our shelters are full, and we know that. But certainly, I think it's taken way too long. And certainly, like you said, both Councillor Burke and myself have been telling staff since probably September, this is coming. We know that there's going to be another tent city, which there is.
That night, there were no additional emergency shelter spaces opened. And instead, Mayor Leal issued a statement in response the next morning, after CFFF's interview with Riel and Burke. Leal's statement acknowledges the need for homelessness supports in Peterborough is great, and he outlines some of the actions council has taken to increase support, like increasing the city's homeless prevention program in this year's budget. He then goes on to write that the call to declare a homelessness emergency and to use the strong mayor powers is misguided, because the city already declared a homelessness emergency in October of 2022, and that the strong mayor powers, quote, do not encompass the provision of temporary shelter, end quote. Leal writes that he agrees that we should do whatever we can to provide shelter space for individuals experiencing homelessness, but that needs to be decided on by a majority of the members of council. The back-and-forth public statements on social media continued when Riel and Burke issued a response to Leal, and this short passage can summarize the majority of the letter. Quote, no amount of justification changes the current reality for those seeking shelter. People are living outside, exposed to freezing temperatures, and are at a great risk. Despite the work that has been done, our shelters are full and the need remains urgent. End quote. The letter from Riel and Burke reiterates some of what they shared with me, that they feel building housing is the most effective way to prevent homelessness.
I've said this before. We have a plan. We have the land, we just need the money. And if we ever get that, we'd be able to build 1,500 units of affordable housing in the city of Peterborough.
This has been Eddie Sweeney, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Winong.